Welcome back. This is iCarly. What? You heard me.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that we changed our name to iCarly.
We did. Because, you know, I am Carly.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Big news over here at DMX. I mean, iCarly. We are now iCarly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Carly. And you are...
Sam? Is that the other character from iCarly?
Yeah, this works.
Oh, wow. As someone who's never actually watched iCarly.
Really?
Yeah.
You're missing out, dude.
I mean, I guess I'm on it now, so yeah. Gotta think about something.
I'm really excited for this.
All right. So what exactly does being on iCarly entail?
A lot of filming.
Oh, wow.
You know
wow.
what I mean?
No.
I won't elaborate. There is a lot of talking.
Okay, we do that.
And webcasting.
Okay, well, this is a radio show, not a webcast.
That's good enough. Our voices will substitute for our body's appearances.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And our music gives good vibes. And we have little segments, like in the show, the Nickelodeon television hit program iCarly, where mm-hmm. they bring random guests on. They have little comedic sketches. It's all very entertaining.
Okay, well, who are our guests today, then?
Our guest today is... one young Barack Obama.
Really?
One old Michelle Obama.
Really?
Yeah. She's getting up there in age, but she is still a wonderful woman.
I'm glad to hear it. Now, question though. How is Barack Obama young, but she's old?
Oh, because men are held to a different standard than women.
Yes.
Completely unfair. Is it the patriarchy? Yes, very possible. I want to stand up for what's right. I think that we should replace Barack and Michelle's heads so that they're of equal age.
Okay.
What do you think?
What do you mean replace their heads?
Like swap them. Because if Barack Obama's young and Michelle Obama's old, if you remove parts of them and put them on each other, it's like, that's like PEMDAS or something.
PEMDAS?
Yeah.
I'm not following this guy.
No, it's like the mathematical cancellation.
Ah, yes, like, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Wow.
My dope swag.
Wow. This is not where I was expecting the radio show to be going today.
By the way, we are DMX/iCarly. And you are listening to WHRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio here in Eastern Pennsylvania. Did we forget to do that before?
Yeah, I was going to do it, and then you interrupted loudly with, welcome to iCarly.
Welcome back to iCarly.
Oh, yeah.
We've been on a little bit of a hiatus, if you will, actually since when our 9th season was canceled, like, 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
But we're back, and better than Ezra.
Better than Ezra?
Yeah, there's this guy, Ezra, in one of my classes. Total schween.
Don't like him?
We're so much better than him.
Total schween.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, should we get maybe to some of the music?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, all right.
iCarly is coming back with Variation, which includes musical numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I recorded them all myself previously.
Yep. Actually, I'm pretty sure they're performed live.
Yeah.
At least this instrumental one
was pre-recorded, but I'm going to sing for you.
Okay.
Tips are welcome.
Well, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, first of the songs called... Mumbo number 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a catchy little tune. Catchy little tune.
Yeah.
All right, let's get right into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mumbo number 5. In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good, let me definitely sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary on Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
Thank you.
Hi.
I was doing just fine before I met you. Yeah, you know, that's the Chance Rocker song, Hello.
Mm-hmm. Featuring Adele.
And Pitbull.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, before we get into anything further, I want to point out one thing.
Okay.
Sam, I'm stepping up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me.
He is quite literally standing up.
Look how bomb my outfit is.
All right. To those two who cannot see, which is everyone except for me, Henry is currently wearing a picnic blanket as a shirt.
No, it's a Vineyard Vines checkered pattern.
He's wearing a picnic blanket that was overpriced, a sweatshirt, which is a cool sweatshirt. I'll give him that.
It's a sweater.
Yeah.
Feel it. Come here.
It's a nice material.
What about my jeans?
They're jeans.
What about my Tims?
Are you wearing Tims?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you put them up. I totally forget what they are. One more time. Okay. Those are boots.
All I'm going to say right now is...
How about the watch?
It's a leather.
Where's it from?
Camp Wahani.
Not a Rolex.
Kim,
not even trying.
Winnie? All right. So, I think the only thing more bomb than my outfit right now is my dip.
Is your what?
My dip.
Your dip.
My s'mores dip.
Really?
Yeah, I made an amazing s'mores dip for 6 people this past weekend. Oh, we ate it up like some really good, like, pie or something.
Wow.
No,
you ate it up like a s'mores dip, yeah.
Yeah, that would make more sense. I don't know where I was going with that. But, oh my goodness, so... You get, like, a nice little pan. You melt chocolate chips and marshmallow together. The chocolate chips on top. The chocolate chips are on the bottom, and it creates, like, this nice liquid chocolate. Then the top is, like, melted marshmallow with actual full-form marshmallows on top of that. And then you dip graham crackers in it and then eat it. So it's s'mores dip.
Huh.
So, bomb outfit, bomb dip. What else can you ask for in a guy?
Wow. Henry is what we would like to call the epitome of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
He is enlightened, as you will.
To celebrate this special occasion of being proclaimed the epitome of humanity, I'd like to dedicate a solid whip to my fan base.
He just whipped.
And a nay-nay.
Also just nay-nay. Wow. So who's in this fan base, if I may ask?
Everyone.
Oh, so you whipped to everybody, then who was the nay-nay towards?
The general public. That's not everyone, that's just a majority of people.
Really? I'm not sure, like, what...
What about the lieutenant public? You didn't ask about that.
Yeah, where are their dabs? Do they get a dab or something?
You know what, I'm gonna refrain from the dab right now, because that's for the utmost special occasions.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nice. You know, you got to have some middle ground there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go super high, super low, like the dab and then a drop. You got to get some whips and nay-nays. Like, that's the middle.
Speaking of middle, that's the name of our next song on the playlist.
You know what?
Do you see that one coming?
I kind of set it up for you. I literally looked at the screen and then said middle like 5 times.
Well, I only caught it on this last one.
I'll dab for it, though.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, because our next song is actually named Dab.
It is? Well, wow. I did not... Dab, actually.
Oh, yeah. We'll let the listeners...
Stop bumbling. You said that we're going to play our next song. You haven't played the next song. So do it.
No.
Staring at two different views on your window ledge. Coffee is gone cold, it's like time froze. Under the carpet, I hope that I can turn back the- can turn back the time to make it all alright for us. I promise to build a new world for us two, with you in the middle.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Henry.
Oh, I thought you were talking to them.
No. We don't talk to them. Except for now, when we have to do our weekly public service announcements.
The segment where Henry does stuff and I fall asleep.
Are you eating the public service announcement? You, it's in your mouth. Do you remember the email they sent us about not eating the public service announcement?
I don't think they said that specifically.
Okay, true. Never mind. You're good then. You're good.
This public service announcement is called Second Chance. As Shinedown would say, sometimes goodbye is a second chance. And however, this is your first chance for a second chance. For free info about GED test prep classes, call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org and begin your brighter future. Because if Shinedown could do it, you can do it. Because they're pretty much irrelevant now. But they did it.
Are you handing it to me?
No, I like wanted to do a mic drop, but air resistance is a thing, so it wasn't okay. Cool.
It was just kind of delayed and awkward. What's that say at the? What's that say at the bottom of that?
No, it's promoting a show, and I don't want to give them the satisfaction of getting their message.
Yes, vandalism.
All right, this one's called Cook.
Okay.
Do you want me to say it?
I mean, sure.
What tone of voice should I read it in? Upset.
Are you upset about cooking? Did something happen to you with cooking, Henry?
I tried to make Velveeta shells and cheese last night, and the pasta was really hard and crunchy, and I didn't like it, so I just drank the cheese sauce.
That actually happened?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, dude.
It wasn't very good.
Rip.
I ate, like, a bunch of mini Kit Kats afterwards to drown my sorrows, and then my stomach has hurt all day.
Alright, yeah, you should probably read that in upset voice.
There's really only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. You just gotta use a food thermometer. I mean, it's not like an extra step or nice to have. You just gotta do it. Because raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick. Or even worse. Because... I'm sorry, give me a second.
Go for it. Take your time.
1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year. But you could keep your family safe by using a food thermometer every time. You gotta be safe. Use it every time. You can't just say, like, one time it's not gonna hurt. Because you never know what's gonna happen if you don't get that protection, that safety, that one time. So use it every time. And please visit foodsafety.gov. That's all.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm gonna give Henry a minute to calm down. During that, I think I have a little jingle here that will cheer you up. It's called Issues by Julia Michaels. Never heard it. Never heard of it. So just cheer up, Henry.
Okay.
Jealous, I'm overzealous. When I'm down, I get real down. When I'm high, I don't come down. I get angry, baby, believe me. I can love you just like that, and I can leave you just as fast. But you don't judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. No, you don't judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I did you too. 'Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me, and I'll give mine to you. Bask in the glory of all our problems, 'cause we got the kind of love it takes to suffer. Yeah, I got issues, and one of them is how bad I need you. You do shit on purpose. You get mad and you break things. Feel bad, try to fix things. But you're perfect, poorly wired circuit. And got hands like an ocean. Push you out, pull you back in. 'Cause you don't judge me. 'Cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. No, you don't.
cause you see it from the same point of view. Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me and I'll give mine to you. Bask in the glory of all our problems. Cause we got the kind of love it takes to solve. Yeah, I got issues. And one of them is how bad I need you.
the rhythm.
That was nice.
Yeah, nice, nice. That was nice.
Tell me what you really like. Baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight. Just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes, 'cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake and the heat between your legs. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. A simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. Not the single type, so maybe this the perfect time. I'm just trying to get you high, fade it up this touch. You don't need a lonely night, so baby I can make it right. You just gotta let me try to give you what you want. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. Touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. A simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. I feel it coming.
Far apart,
closer the better. Now we're picking fights and slamming doors, magnifying all our flaws. And I wonder what for, why we keep coming back for more. Oh, oh. Is it just our bodies? Are we both losing our minds? Is the only reason you're holding me tonight?
My name is Henry. I'm your friend. Now let's go to Sam.
Yeah, my name is Sam. Yeah, two hams for $20. Yeah, rap music. You're welcome.
You're listening to iCarly. Again, so I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm exhausted. I got very little sleep last night.
Me too.
In case it doesn't sound like me and Sam are both quite monotonous today, then I think you need to get your hearing checked, because this has been an epic sequence of atrocities.
I'd say so.
And so we're literally just going to play music and leave, because you deserve no better.
Mm-hmm.
And we deserve no less.
Wow. Well said by Henry. I mean, let's keep our word. Timber by Kesha featuring Adele.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance. Let's make a night. You won't remember. I'll be the one. You won't forget. Ooh.
You
So when it comes to the economy of the meme culture, are you saying that it's simply mayo?
I mean, the latest models have found that the meme economy is, in fact, mayo.
All right, thank goodness. Chipotle, pesto, or just plain?
Well, the interesting part is that the meme economy, unlike the normal economy...
The normal economy is plain mayo. I'm aware of that.
You but
don't
this...
Be, don't patronize
This
me,
is
okay?
more of an aioli, actually.
Really?
Yes, because it's not only mayonnaise, but there's also garlic.
I was about to say, is it garlic? Is it jalapeno? Mm. Is it bacon? There are so many options.
I mean, I think we need to divide this into subgroups and try to identify the aioli as, you know, by the group, not by the concept.
Okay.
And so, I don't know. These are just the latest models. There's still a lot that we got to figure out.
Well, I'm willing to work with you.
Yes. I'm glad that we're able to start this research project.
And on that beautiful note, Samuel.
Henry.
I've had a fantastic time today with you. Once again, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is iCarly. Have a good week, everyone.